Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey.
And Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast and maybe you thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone.
Oh my goodness, you guys. That's right. When you hear that song, you know that we not only fooled them again,
yeah,
but that Kelsey's back.
Yeah, you're back. What are you talking about?
No, oh, but yeah, with gone. This music, you know, when I had to go Lonely Guy edition.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I kind of went over to the dark side a little bit.
You did well. Everyone loved it.
With someone's name we won't mention.
Oh.
Bad Baby.
Bad Baby. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, I
forgot.
I just feel like Ava Max and Bad Baby don't vibrate at the same frequency.
Yeah.
Both are
queens.
Without a doubt. Pooja, would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
So Maria last night, Kelsey goes to me. Literally. She's like, wait, Ava Max sings that?
Come on, Maria.
Yes. And I'm like, I just keep making a little out of Pooja. I'm sorry.
I'm in here
at some point, it needs to end. No. It just,
I'll do whatever.
And then especially when Kelsey just goes into the dance, you guys. It kills me.
But you know, Kev, I loved the Bad Baby. I laughed out loud.
Well, okay. But Maria said to me, she's like, Kevin, Dimitri's so close with Ava. She'll drop. She'll
and
do
you
drops
said, I
for
know.
You. Yeah, but no. But I said maybe with the language Barry, and I think he just thought I was joking with him when I was texting him. Yeah. I'm like, you know the queen of queens.
Right.
So Maria's like, oh, no, I'll totally get her to do something for RGF.
I would cry.
So, and then now I'm afraid she's going to listen to the Bad Baby episode and
we'll
lose our cred.
No.
I think she'd like that, though, because she's supporting another queen. That's what queens do. They support each other.
True. Yes. And you know something? And even, true. You're right, and you can't have judgment against other queens.
No.
It goes against the queen credo, spelled K-R-E-D-O.
K-R-E-D-O.
So, it's funny, you know, you guys, when I did some more due diligence on Bad Baby, because you know I'm Team Whoa Vicky. I want to just be public with that.
Yeah.
I support both of them, but I am personal friends with Whoa Vicky.
Right.
Are you really?
Because she was on the Tomorrow Show.
She was on the Tomorrow Show. We have texted.
Wow.
Her stepmom.
Do her text make sense?
Yes, because... Well, it hasn't been a while. We haven't. It's been a while. But listen, but you know how old friends are. You just, you know what I mean? You just know you're close, even though, you know, you don't talk every day.
Right, of course.
But I was the one that created the best backstory for her and the stepmom.
No.
Because she was getting all of the heat for, like, you people were saying, like, you talk black, but you're not black.
Right. I remember that.
You know, you're not an African-American. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with the narrative.
Which was?
I'm like, it's obvious. I told the stepmother. She's like, what? I'm like, past lives.
Hell yeah. I mean, I agree with that. She definitely was.
And the mother.
It's a possibility.
That's what she was like. Boom, it works. I'm like, I'm telling you, past lives.
That's hilarious.
Explains why. We don't know who
God
she was in a past life or how many lives.
We don't know.
That's true.
So anyway, though I am Team Wovicky, I will say, you know, Bad Baby. Very impressive.
Very impressive. Which one? Who's,
now you know.
Now
as,
I get confused. No,
as Bad Baby, but I did the dive because you know I'm more of a fan of classic Bad Baby.
Right.
Not so much loving the new stuff.
Classic, as in like Catch Me Outside.
No, I got Juice. Oh. Like her. I'm saying her. You know what I mean?
Got it.
I'm more into OG Bad Baby.
Right.
But the new Bad Baby stuff, no, it's still good, but I'm one of those diehards.
Right.
I'm a purist.
You're a purist. Kind of like I'm a Kanye purist.
Right.
Yeah.
Same
That's
thing.
That's a great, great way to put it, Cassie.
Right? So you understand.
Yes.
But do you guys know that when she went on Dr. Phil and then Dr. Phil sent her to the camp?
Oh, that's right.
You know, there's so many videos on her talking about how bad she was bullied and traumatized by going there. And then everybody came to her defense,
right,
loving her.
Oh, yeah.
You've been through it, girl.
Yes,
and,
girl.
Yeah, I know it's hard to make millions of dollars for just saying whatever you want.
Am I making this up? Did she go to the same camp that Paris got sent to?
I don't know.
Because I know those camps. I might be making that up. Pooch, see if you can Google that. Because those camps, I mean, as from watching the Paris doc, are like actually crazy traumatic.
I mean, would you guys be really upset if we played a little bit I Got Juice?
No, I wouldn't be upset.
I'm not mad at that.
All right, I'll pull it up.
We use that all the time.
I'm not mad at that.
Now finally have Maria doing it too.
I'm not mad at that.
That's from Kelsey. I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that.
Well, I don't know. I've never been to one of those camps.
Yeah, right.
But you have to remember, all I will say is think of who gets sent there.
Yeah.
They're not sending Pooja and Kelsey to those camps.
That's true.
So what perspective do you think you're really getting?
He might have. That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, you know, and by the way, like everyone got.
Oh, effed.
Everyone got effed, right?
Like,
so how many card-carrying members of the IFF are out there?
True.
Right?
Yeah, a lot.
So, of course, you got sent there and got effed.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's just conveniently say that, well, it also completely changed the trajectory of your life, which had you going down one path, but now you are a multimillionaire
going down
who
another.
Basically is never going to have to ask for any, you know, can have anything she pretty much wants.
Right.
All for whatever the 3 weeks you spent at camp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also hate to interrupt, but I have the song ready. If you guys want to play it.
Pooch, listen, you don't even ever have to say, you just put
you
it
just
right
do it.
In.
Great.
Well, first
do
of all,
it.
That's what a queen would do. Secondly, it's a queen putting out work of a queen.
Right.
You just let that go
don't
in
even
there.
Question it.
And by the way, while you bring it in, Pooch, can you do some due diligence on her being Bad Baby being bullied?
Yeah.
At her
I'll
camp.
Look it up.
No, because I think prayers for Bad Baby.
Prayer. I agree.
Right?
I agree. Prayers for Bad Baby.
Prayers for Bad Baby.
You know, I got to say, Kev, I'm really enjoying us being back in person. It's been like a year.
It's been half a year.
Yeah.
No, but look at how my energy changes.
Oh, same.
Well, just because you're here. See? No, now I'm angry. See? I went from being like all happy because of Kelsey's sunshine and radiation, but now I'm like pissed.
I'm not pissed.
I want to break windows and spray paint stuff.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Pooja?
Diamond
I think,
off.
Pooja, you're... You know, it's funny, the tale of the tape. Pooja, height-wise, weight-wise... It's kind of even Steven with Bad Baby.
True. That's
so it's
true.
Interesting when you hear this, Pooja.
Yeah.
Are you getting angry? Do you want to just like rage? Like what are you thinking?
It kind of hypes me up. I want to go out right now.
Right?
Like I want to go party. Doesn't make me super angry. More just like, let's just...
I agree.
Like, get
but okay,
drunk
but then
and go
I don't.
Out.
But I don't see us fist pumping at a club to this. I think we're smoking herb and chilling and slightly angry. But
see,
like
I see a good movement, like just a, you know.
It's kind of
just
like a bob.
But see
that?
But no, you're bobbing. Song. You're bobbing, but it's the party where you're kind of bobbing and like the eyes are half closed.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's literally like, if it wasn't for the marijuana calming me down, I would rip your throat out. But
oh,
it's like, that's the thing. It's like, you know, you get the eyes half
it's
closed.
A cool bob. Like, what's
I think it's
what's
a good,
up?
Like, on the way to the club song and the Uber with your
Ooh.
Girlfriend.
Oh, really?
That's what I think.
Yeah, okay, because you know what? Because you go into the club and you walk in that door, and guess what you're feeling when you walk in that door?
Hyped.
I got juice, bitch!
Oh, my God. And let me take you one further, Kev.
Please.
They're asking for the aux cord in the car. To play it.
Yes.
Right? You learned that.
Yes. AUX. That's the
aux.
For you wee boomers out there, that is the, if someone says who's got the aux.
Who's got the aux.
So the person with the aux would be the DJ in essence.
Correct.
Who would bring in the, yes, would bring this in. Uh-huh. But I think it's because you walk into the club, you got juice.
You got juice.
Right?
Hell yeah.
And you don't even have to go to the VIP section. Like, so let's say you're with Gen Pop. You still, yeah, you go, oh, look at Kelsey's face when she heard Jen.
I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Kelsey's face. You guys, why are we not on YouTube? Oh, that's right, because a middle-aged guy in YouTube would get canceled. So, we'll stay in audio.
Yep.
But you had to see Kelsey's face when I said Jen
like,
Pop.
Excuse me?
Wait, Pooj, you go to Gen Pop, don't you?
What is Gen Pop?
General population.
Nope.
Rather than the VIP sections.
Oh.
Okay, answer that door. That's going to bring us to our first break because Kevin has to deal with a contractor coming to the house trial.
We
what a surprise.
That. Shocking.
We'll be right back, you guys, with, at some point we'll get to Regular Guy Friday and some other life lessons because I'm going to say, like, we learned a lot about Bad Baby.
And Gen Pop.
And, well, and why when we play her song on the way to the club and it's to walk in so you feel like you got
you
juice,
got
bitch,
juice. Right.
So you can own the place.
I love this.
What
for
breakthroughs.
Us.
You guys, this
Thank
is
God
why working together, all the generations, Gen Z, millennials, and boomers all coming together.
You're
so
not
let's
a boomer,
say.
But.
Bye, B. One sec.
Hilarious.
You know from our show how many of us struggle with mental health today, but lack time, direction, and money to cope. That's why I'm excited to share Talkspace with you. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and so much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7, so therapy can be on your schedule. It's like having a therapist in your pocket at a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off of your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code BETTER to get $100 off of your first month and show your support for the show. That's BETTER and Talkspace.com. Let's keep healing together.
And yes, now we're back.
Way back.
Now it's like weird without the music.
I know, right?
Right?
It's weird. It's weird. It's like... What do we do? What do we say?
I know. It's just, listen, it's different to be back in LA. It's different to be back in the same studio with you, Kels.
I know.
Yeah, because God, it just makes the show a lot easier. Energy. Energy.
Energy. Right? Is everything.
Energy, baby.
I agree.
Listen to this one, you guys.
Tell us.
A female who is smart, intelligent, a leader and a strategist, and attractive must be self-employed.
Ooh. What's that from?
Ida. Mm. Ida Kendall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she have...
Well, just because, you know, like I work with a lot of female celebrities and, you know, I think because I haven't been around Maria for so long.
Yeah.
I kind of know how to navigate that. And I think I have an empathy and a sensitivity there.
Yeah, you do.
And so, but she was, when I was airing my frustrations on why, you know, people who have those accolades end up having the most trouble. She just said, listen, here's just the bottom line. Just how it is.
Just right.
Like, right? Yeah, because.
Yeah. Well, because people want to, like Maria, I mean, and like the little bit I experienced at Extra, it's like people want to keep their foot on your neck when when you shine and when you have all of that.
You know, it's so funny you bring that up because Maria, and the reason I'm not as prepared is because Maria was in doing some therapy with Brian.
Yeah.
And afterwards, she was kind of decompressing with me. And so I wanted to be there for her. And then so it took me out of Regular Guy Friday. But.
But you were still a queen.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I just got to make sure.
Yeah, hello. But no, I. They were talking somehow Maria's love of elephants and how she always was. She related to them. And as a kid, it was like, what's your favorite animal? And she would say, her mom would say, she would always say elephant. And then when she went to Africa, she just really bonded with them and loved them. And Brian really was exploring that because he was like, he's like, you know, with elephants, they're so big and powerful. That when they come into people's presence, that even lions are afraid of them.
Yeah.
So they, when they hunt over there in Africa, they'll ride the elephants in because everyone's afraid of the elephants. They're protective. They don't forget. But they also that energy that they're putting out is so big that they can't be hidden. So I think when you have someone of lower consciousness, you go, ooh, I want to break that. I want to whip the elephant like in the back and break it.
Yeah.
Make it not think it's as big and strong as it is. Make it think that me, little puny guy with my chair and my whip, is more powerful than it and break them.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what Maria went through in a lot of her years in you know, in entertainment journalism.
They're also like, they're like gentle giants, you know, it's not
Cause they know.
Yeah.
It's like, I think of my friend Joe Gear, he would never get stressed, rarely ever, because he knew. He's like, yeah, of course, if I have to do what I have to do, like everyone's going to get trampled, like no big deal.
No big deal.
Whereas, you know, me, I would be more like a wildcat. You know what I mean? I'm more the alley cat. Like, okay, I have to like
fight.
Yeah, go crazy and like I don't know what's going to happen, you know. But yeah, so I think that, but I think if you're that female, and I know a lot of overachievers listen to this show, and I feel like if you're going through that, it just, it is normal. And my instinct, I will say, to break my hand patting myself on the back, my instinct was always to go into your own business anyway, but guy or girl. You know, I got that from my dad. You know, he was... you know, a construction worker. And he always just was like, you know, take chances and go start your own business and be your own boss. If you don't like, and I'm not saying corporate's all bad, because corporate can be really a safe way to get a steady check, have benefits, and even make a lot of money. I just think that it's got to be in your wiring. It's not my wiring.
Yeah.
And I commend the people who it is. There's people, it's in their wiring.
I can't do it. Nope.
Yeah. It's tough because in corporate, if you go in with those intentions of like, I'm going to just kick ass on my job, I'm going to make this company better, I'm going to, you know, most corporations, that's ironically frowned upon.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they're like, nope, just fit in, just stay small, just do your job, keep your head down.
Because the people in the middle managers, whatever, go, wait, you're going to come take my job, make me have to work harder.
Right.
and so on and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. You might get a CEO. Usually the people at the top will see you.
Yeah.
So the people at the tippy top know who you are.
Right.
But then it's all the other.
But then it's also like, if the people at the tippy top see who you are, everyone else gets jelly.
Well, then they get worse. But yeah, that's exactly why, if you're a good leader and you have that person, that's why I'm very sensitive. Like, yeah. I can't tell you at times at AfterBuzz. By the way, our own Jeff Graham, a.k.a. Jeff Scan. Ugh, shout out to Jeff Graham in his movie.
Yeah.
You saw it's coming along nicely.
It's so good.
We're on our third cut.
Yeah.
And it's good.
So proud of you guys.
Yeah. It's, I mean, Jeff, really. I mean, I'm so, and Roxy.
Literally was like, there was a couple parts where I turned to him. I said, I'm sorry, did that come out of your brain? Like, I'm so impressed.
He's so talented.
He's so talented.
And I want to see him do a comedy next, I told
him. Yeah.
But anyway, for years, literally since Jeff started with me, do you know how many people at AfterBuzz at the company said, we just got to get rid of Jeff?
Yeah.
And I remember saying, like, guys, like, isn't it ironic that this, you guys want him out, and I literally, he's the first guy on my list.
For anything.
That I,
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I always, you know, and sometimes your star players can make the trouble for themselves too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then you coach them. Hey, listen, go a little slow. I get where they're coming. But I it stinks because I think the 20th century way to manage is leave it all alone.
Right.
Like, you guys figure it out. Mm. And then the people like that get crushed and stuff. So I'm not saying it's better or worse. I just know I micromanage it. Mm-hmm. And I'm always trying to be aware and hear all sides, because I see that happens. It's like, wait, no. What's really going on here is you're insecure because you're not putting in the time or the energy that this person is, or you don't have their gifts, and now you just want to squash them.
Right. Well, and he was, I mean, I didn't work with you guys all after as much, but when I look at it, it's like he was kind of the bright light and they were all similar.
He was professional.
So, right. Right.
He was the one that you walked in there. He made you feel like it was a professional network. No, it was a professional network. Hi, come on in. Thank you. Like, when you think of the Penny Candy Store employees that I had, who I still love and I'm close with all of them.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, individually, like, and separated now.
Amazing.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
They're finally flying.
Yeah.
But it just takes one or two, like, negative and angry people, and it brings everything down. And I will tell you guys, whether it's your families, your friends, you're planning a wedding together, anything, all it takes is just one.
Yeah.
You think, like, if you can have 10 Kelseys, it's enough. No, you just need one. Mm. One negative, dark person who, by the way, knows how to manipulate, play the game, divide and conquer, all the other stuff. Just one. Just one.
Oh, yeah.
And you can have 10 Kelseys, and then Kelsey all of a sudden will be telling you, I don't want to be in the middle. But that's all it takes is one.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You can 50 Kelseys.
Yeah.
Just one. Mm-hmm. And watch them go to work.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to police that.
Yeah.
And don't underestimate.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's crazy how fast they work, too. You know, it's
Well, now that, like I said, now that I have everyone who with AfterBuzz who's left, and now it's, you know, people working from home, they're all, like, excelling. They're separated, and now they can, you know, they're not around that energy.
Right.
But with Jeff, he was the most professional. Now, he made errors, of course.
Everyone does,
But those could be worked on, but he had a gift that they didn't. By the way, like, doesn't mean that all the people that would be, sometimes it's not that you're not working hard enough, or you know, sometimes people just get actually genuinely get insecure.
Yeah.
Like maybe they were working 90 or 100 hours and they were doing their best and they just were human and see this other person kicking ass. Mm-hmm. And then I think then I would pull them aside and say, and I think I told you this, like one guy was getting very insecure about another guy. Mm-hmm. And I said, listen, he's good at all these things, but you're good at all these things too. And,
right.
And just so you know, like I want to be in the foxhole with you. I've told you that before too, mm-hmm. Kelsey. Mm-hmm. So don't worry. Mm-hmm. But again, that's management. Today's management, you have to do that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of work, but mm-hmm. that's, I think that's.
Well, and you've always talked about too, it's like, it's mentorship, it's leadership, it's not being a boss.
Ugh.
It's not, yeah.
All my bosses. Yeah. Just.
Yeah.
Because I've had so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the few times I liked them is when they were leaders.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny. I will tell you guys about, it's like 20th century and 21st century. I'm continually seeing the difference and who's willing to transform and come into the century. And, you know, the best of us just deal with what is. There's not a lot as much we can change as we think. And my whole thing has always been like, I just deal with what is.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that there's a new workforce that wants to be managed in a different way. And it just, that is what it is. So you can either spend all your time fighting it or get out of the game, which I respect that, or go somewhere else or
figure it out.
Mm-hmm. But when I think of the vast differences between, it's funny, like this all ties into what I did want to talk about, which is very organic was, you know, I work a lot with Daria Baronato, as you know, mm-hmm. after Buzzer, started with us when she was 21. She was an MMA fighter. You know, I'm a fighter. So I was like, what? And so yeah. Costa and I went to her, and Lita, we went to her three fights.
Wow.
And then the last fight was ugly. Mm. She just had the worst corner people. And the girl she was fighting was like exhausted and worn out. And they were telling Daria to back off. Mm. And we were screaming. She couldn't hear us. We're up in the pews or whatever. Yeah. Like we're saying, no, go in. The girl was like gassed.
Yeah.
Meaning like she was
done. Yeah.
And because Dari held back, she lost. And she so broken. And it was like a scene from The Fighter. Like the, God love her mother. Mother's amazing. But the mother that night was drunk. The girlfriend was drunk. Mm. So then they made it all about them.
Oh,
I can't believe my daughter lost. We got, how could this happen?
Just, oh my God.
And then I'd just seen all this chaos. And then they're like, no. She doesn't want to be bothered. You can't go, you know, you can't go back there. Da, da, da.
Like, frick off.
And I was like, no, you're right. You're right. I totally get it. And then, of course, as soon as they looked the other way, I went. And there's poor Daria, like, sitting slouched in the locker room with, like, the towel around her neck. And scraped up, but not, you know, battered, but just being like, because that early in your career, you can't lose. Mm. You need to be like 10-0, 50. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when you're starting out.
Yeah.
And I remember just saying like, listen, if we're going to do this, I'll find the right people to train you. This corner crew, they totally screwed you because you won this fight. They gave you the wrong advice. I'm like, and we'll get you the right people and we'll figure it out. And then from there, universe, I bumped into someone from USA Network who was doing a reality show about wrestling. They wanted Maria. I'm like, no, Maria can't do that. But I have someone else.
Wow.
And then Maria, a day later, met with the head of talent for WWE. Hey, Maria, we have this reality show. And Maria's like, no, but... And there were two people I recommended.
Wow.
Like, listen, we've got, it's WWE. So like we literally have 5 or 10,000. I'm like, that's great. But you don't have Daria.
Yeah.
Who's openly gay female and a true MMA fighter. And they had not signed Ronda Rousey yet.
Mm.
Actually, she wasn't even openly gay. And I did not say that. What I said was she's an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
And you don't have that. So she's actually legit.
Actually a fighter. Yeah.
So she can actually kick your roster's ass.
Yeah.
And she's a performer and has an acting background and all right, fine. We'll look at her. Like, that's all. We'll look at her. And I also said, there's another girl, Thea Trinidad, who's 4'10", but her dad died in 9/11, and his last conversation was to her as he's on the phone in there. Oh. And said, yeah, she's like 12, keep fighting for your dreams. He was a former boxer and a wrestler, I think, and that's all she wanted to do.
Wow.
And I said, and listen, she might be like 4'10", but she has got the heart of a lion, super hard worker, talented, can rap, can act, can sing, like, and they took a long look at Thea, but ultimately didn't work with her, .. then. But they were like, noted. Mm. And now Daria has become the first MMA fighter, the first openly gay female in WWE history. She's Sonya Deville, and she's in both she's on Monday Night Raw in USA and on SmackDown on Fox. Huge. And that's one of the very few that does both shows.
Wow.
And she is, and then Maria got her with Sean Whalen, who's a great character actor, great, amazing acting coach. And she just works so hard, but she's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting to talk to her. And by the way, Thea goes on to become Zelina Vega.
So they both go.
Also,
wow.
It also featured on both shows. Now she's on one show, but they forever have had a King of the Ring competition for the men. They had their first queen competition. Thea wins.
No way.
Zelina Vega wins.
Wow.
So both my kids are like just killing them. I'm so proud of them.
Did Thea come from AfterBuzz
too? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Like she guested on shows because mm-hmm. she wasn't mm-hmm. living here. But every time she came out here, she did AfterBuzz. Wow. We did Sons of Anarchy together.
So cool.
Little shout out that the creator of Sons of Anarchy was watching our show, not his, our after show, not the Fox
no
one.
No freaking way.
And texting her during it.
Stop.
That's a great point.
That's awesome.
That's a great point.
Kev, I'm telling you, every time I finish an episode, I get obsessed with it. Like, I either am obsessed with it or I don't like it. And I'm so obsessed, and I've told you this 42,000 times with Succession right now, that every time I finish an episode, I want to just be like, I need to talk to someone about this.
Ugh,
I need an after show.
Well.
I need it.
Everything in its time.
I know, but.
Everything in its time.
But that's cool.
When I talked to Daria, and you know, so all my bragging aside about my kids, it's just interesting her take. You know, she's killing it. Mm-hmm. She has goals. She wants to win the title.
Mm-hmm.
She loves her acting. She's built up a donut business with her partner Mandy. Yep. So Demandy's Donuts is doing all this crazy stuff. She's just bought.
They just opened a place in LA.
She's
right?
Like a pop-up
shop.
But pop-ups all over the country.
Wow.
Listen, I shouldn't be spilling all this butter, but I don't know. I'm just proud of her. And now she's getting into real estate. But even that, she like tons of research. And, you know, it's very similar to Maria, except the difference is in the generations.
Mm.
Is I've known Daria to when she gets messed with. And, you know, that's a business you get. It's like that's show business too. Maybe and probably worse because you have to take physical punishment plus put in the hours. But the politics are worse because they're kind of the only ticket in town. Mm. It's not like, okay, ET's treating me like crap. I'll go to Access.
Right. It's just that.
So, but I see the way Daria responds and knows when to calmly back down, but then knows.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
When to hold her place.
Interesting.
And I love seeing it. And I think when she was saying, you know, she was like, listen, I love this and I'm blessed and I'm grateful, but there's other things that I love too. And I'm not going to compromise my health.
Good. Good for her.
You know, that's for this. Awesome. And she means
and
it.
And she's my age, 27, right?
Yeah.
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 So just for everyone.
It, right. And so you just see the difference where Maria would just crawl off planes and like, you know, with 105 degree fever and like, you know, it's, yeah. it's, we were just trained that like, you were so lucky to have that job and you were so blessed and you would think that, if you lost it, like you would, I don't know. Yeah.
End of the world.
And
yeah.
so, you know, as we,
it's a cool perspective,
but
it's a healthy perspective.
I think it's a healthier perspective. I also think it's possible today because we all have more power because of social media. You can do your own business. You can be, going back to what I said at the beginning, if you are a female with all those attributes, you can be self-employed.
Right.
Back then it was a lot harder,
right.
But I'll say like, that's why the technology didn't exist. That's why I was 8 years ago. I was like, Maria, you got to do your own podcast. Maria, we have to build 12 years ago. We have to build our own version of E with AfterBuzz. Mm-hmm. Like we have to write our own books.
Yep.
We have to do all this stuff on our own because, you know, unfortunately, low vibrating people, you know,
want to squash you.
And Erin Brockovich, like her attitude of like everybody, what was her thing? Like you're a football player trying to get the ball over the goal line.
That's right.
And everyone's job is to try to stop you.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I forgot about that. That was a great episode.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's something to consider, I think, as you move. There's definitely that balance between health and...
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, and I'm sure, too, with Daria, which is cool, like, she still makes a ton of sacrifices. Like, she's not just like, oh, screw
you
guys.
Thank you for saying that. So because she's on both shows... Now, you know me. I love that.
Right.
Because you're getting twice the exposure.
Right.
However, she's still getting the same check, and she's on the road now 6 days a week.
Oof.
Wow.
She works 6 days a week. She has 1 day, maybe in a half a day.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. It's tough. Tough to have relationships. Mm-hmm. Tough to have. So
sacrifice, but then it's like she's... putting
to a degree, yes,
to a degree, but she still like has her priorities straight, where it's like, yeah, you know what,
and I think the world has allowed you to allow people to be stronger,
mm-hmm.
although you still see stuff people get away with and do, you know, but it's better. And I encourage you, going back to, you know, TV viewing, I would encourage everyone to watch Impeachment, American Crime Story, the Monica Lewinsky
story. We gotta watch it and do an episode on it.
Yeah, I think it's a really good reminder for what it was like. And it seems pretty accurate to me from what I remember historically.
Mm.
And then you have actual footage of things what people were saying and doing about her and how badly they slut-shamed her.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really gross. And I'm glad that at least... conversations are happening to stop that, and you know what I mean, like, so for all the overreacting we see, you know, and it upsets us, our generation, just know that it's better than that,
mm-hmm.
than what it was.
Mm-hmm. What's the other one? I'm the Princess Diana movie to come out too. I'm excited for that because she also got just like so slandered.
Yeah.
Well,
she definitely put up with a lot.
Oh yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
But as I would remind her, see, the thing is with Princess Diana and Maria, you took all those lumps, but you're still Princess Diana.
True.
You're still Maria. True. Monica was just a girl who wanted to work for the government.
Right.
So when that happened to her, she didn't know how to say, it wasn't in her to go, okay, here's my fragrance line.
Right.
Here's my book. You know what I mean? Like,
here's my merch.
It's almost like you're punching, you're punching down.
Mm.
I mean, you're punching to a degree, you're kind of, with a Diana, you're punching down to a degree because she's a female and all. And in the royal family, they have the ability to punch down on Diana. But even still.
She's still, yeah.
Look at how Meghan Markle's been able to like knock over the apple cart.
Yeah.
Because the world's changed, but at the end of the day, like, I think if Princess Diana didn't have that accident, you know, she would have come out even stronger.
I think you're right.
because she's Princess Di.
Right.
She was a special entity.
Right.
And she had the power. Mm-hmm. And she had all of that to be the elephant. And and that's kind of where Maria needs to get to, is have therapy to be able to see the guy with the chair and the whip and go, you're just a skinny little
loser
with a chair and a whip. I literally am going to lift my hoof and stomp you.
Yep. Yep.
And I think it's not even that you will stomp them, but just letting them know you will.
Oh yeah.
That's
they
it.
Back down.
That's it.
But that you're not afraid to.
That's
like
it.
You right. won't if you have to.
What was your favorite animal growing up?
I don't remember. I was trying to think like what I was thinking. What were you thinking?
My favorite was a lion.
I was thinking I would be old lion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like kind of bony.
Yep. Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's like, not what I was thinking.
Kind of bloodshot eyes.
Oh my God. Like,
but he's got one left in him.
Oh yeah.
Just leave him alone. He's got one left in him. Maybe we just walk by this one.
I think nice mama lion who doesn't take shit still. Like,
I like
she knows her place, but also like y'all know her place. Like,
you know what, actually, Kelsey?
What?
I think that is who you are, but I don't think you've owned that yet.
No, I don't think I have either.
But it's in you.
Yeah, I agree.
It's in you.
I agree.
And again, like my goal with you guys is like, and it's Maria's goal too, is I don't want you waiting until 43 or 50. I don't want you like waiting until you're our age. Like I want like you know. Yeah. But there I go again, wanting better for you. Right? That was with our interview that's coming up with Anthony Trucks.
Trucks.
Yeah. And sometimes you want better for people and they don't necessarily want it for themselves. So then you're basically just annoying.
I want it though. So you're not annoying to me.
Well, you're, again, because you're a high-level athlete, so you're easy to coach.
I always like the feedback.
Pooch, what animal would you say you are?
I don't know what I am, but my favorite animal growing up was a pig. I don't know what that says about
me.
I don't know what that says about me, but like a little teacup pig. I used to.
Yes. I was going to say panda. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. I like pandas too. You know what's so crazy? Actually, this is a whole different story. We won't go into it, but I had a panda bear looking birthmark on my arm for like 7 years of my life.
I think that's what I'm saying. I don't know why. That's why I thought it was panda.
That's so crazy.
And by the way, the pandas. So you know they're little ass kickers.
Yeah, they are.
They're cute as anything, but
that's kind of like Pooja.
That's what I'm saying, but they don't play.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll take it.
That's kind of like
it.
You.
Our spirit animals, right?
Our spirit animals.
Yeah, I don't know why I think of like hyena or like an old wolf. I don't
For
know.
For you?
I don't know.
Ooh,
I just always
wolf.
Say, yeah, I mean, I don't know anymore. I just, like I said, I just think I'm just the alley cat.
I think you're no, you're not.
You know
you're
what I
like
mean?
The like, you're like the wise. I kind of like the wise lion. Like you're just sitting up on top of your rock, like don't talk to me, but like I'll help you if you need it.
I wish I could be that. I just
I think
still,
you, are.
You know, it's funny in football they have the wildcat offense,
yeah,
and that's when basically there's no play calling. It's limited play calling and limited prep, and no huddle. Mm. It's we're going wildcat.
Oh.
And it sometimes works. Sometimes it's a mess, but sometimes it works because you disrupt the other team so bad.
Got it.
Because, like, I'm always in that, like, wildcat, like,
mentality.
Look, that's what people have told me, even on construction or whatever. Like, oh my God, you just go wildcat. Like,
that's true. You have no plans.
When we renovate and just like, rah, you know, like, so.
Oh my God.
Building networks, like, whatever.
Yeah,
it's just,
yeah,
you
that's
got to go.
True.
I think that, but again, if I were coaching me, I'd bring in the guy like me just long enough to go wildcat, and then you got to know
when to pull back.
Yeah, you pull back, and then like we have that 80-20 deal in the house.
Yeah,
90-10, 80-20, yeah. Which is there's a skill set to get the ball 80 yards down the field from the 1 yard line,
mm-hmm.
and then there's another skill set for those last 20 yards, the red zone.
Yeah,
and that's for defense too. And sometimes one has the skill set for those first 80 yards, or that 80% of the bulk work.
Yeah,
and then the other person has the skill set for the finer stuff, the polish.
Yeah.
And in many cases, I'm the 80, Maria's the 20, or I'm the 90, Maria's the 10. And then sometimes it's the other way around too. Yeah. Rarely, but then there's other times where it's the other way around. But I feel like I'm very empathetic to the people that can do the 80 or 90.
I'm sure you've heard about probiotics. We recently partnered with Just Thrive. Tina Anderson is the mastermind behind this extraordinary product. Why do we need a probiotic?
The world we're living is so disruptive to our gut health, from antibiotics that we take, from Roundup that's sprayed out over our food supply, to stress. We see symptoms like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, autoimmune issues and allergies, mood disorders. So anxiety, depression, all of those types of issues are stemming from our imbalance in our gut.
And the thing about Just Thrive probiotic is you don't have to refrigerate it.
To be a probiotic, it needs to be alive in your intestines, not alive in the refrigerator. And most of those probiotics in the refrigerator actually don't make it to the intestines alive, which is the goal.
If we couple the Just Thrive probiotic and the Just Calm, what do we get?
We know the probiotic alone is helping with the leakiness of the gut and helping all other types of things in our with our overall health. But we know now when we add the Just Calm, it's helping with our mood.
Guys, Just Thrive is a game changer. If you're ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code HEALSQUAD. You won't regret it.
So that's why sometimes even when I see a film that has been shot, and I commend because I know what it took for the, even it's messy, the edit is messy. The music's off, this, that. I'm like, no. You did the hard work. You did the 80%. We can fix. We'll do some insert charts. We can fix all that.
Yep.
But unfortunately, most people don't have the eye to appreciate the 80-90%. They appreciate the fancy lads who come in and do the 10%.
Oh, you're so right.
But we both need each other. Both valuable. But I think I love the people that just come in and go wildcat. Mm-hmm. No, just get out of my way. Like, and I know when I see them too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you got it. Go.
Go. Take the ball.
Go. Go do it.
Should we take a quick break, Kevin?
Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I saw.
Okay.
And spoke to not one, but two celebrities / young TV legends last night at Marie and I's Victory Sushi.
What?
Yep, and I'm not even going to tell you why it was a Victory Sushi.
Can't wait.
I'm just not going to tell you right now.
Okay, great.
Bye, B.
Squad, are you guys having trouble sleeping or having any back pain? Maybe it's time to start thinking about a new mattress, and you know I love my Sleep Number mattress.
If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, then you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Don't go anywhere else ever.
Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
To all our entrepreneurial Hill Squatters out there who make products and crafts to sell online, have I got a tool for you. Introducing ShipStation, the service that makes it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door. No matter how you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website even, ShipStation funnels all your orders in a one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without contracts or commitments. 100,000 plus online sellers choose ShipStation, making it the number one choice for you online sellers. You can ship more in less time and for a lot less money. Just use my offer code BETTER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BETTER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the offer code BETTER and make ship happen.
We're back, and listen, you guys, shout out to people on Patreon. A lot of love for Potluck Saturday.
Oh, and a lot of love for your solo guy shows.
Oh, the lonely guy shows.
Yeah. People loved them. You did a great job.
They were not easy. This is a lot easier.
No, you did a really good job.
But it was good. Well, here's the best thing that came out of it. And I think I commented one of the Patreons was that Maria got to see it.
Yeah.
She's like, wait, I like that. She's like, you do a segment. We went and got coffee. Then like she would, you know, go into a, to whatever she had to do, but go look at clothes or whatever. And then I did a segment and she, and then, you know, sent that to you, and that she's like, I love that. I can do that. I'm like, of course you can, honey.
Of course you can.
So once you got to see it,
yeah,
she believed it. And so please, guys, keep we love your comments on the Patreon show. If you're not a Patreon member, we urge you to become one, because you get ad free content, you get a bonus episode once a week, and you get our monthly heal events.
That's right, baby.
We bring in the biggest healers in the world and literally heal people. And it's just a great way to connect with like-minded people too.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's really cool. It really is a nice support group.
Our community is the best.
So, yeah. So join up, tell a friend, or, but at the very least, keep those comments coming. We love them. And then at Better Together with Maria, you can comment as well. We got, and not to over ask for comments, but over at Apple Podcasts, we haven't had a comment there since Halloween. I'm calling it the Halloween curse.
Oh, no.
Yes, so please.
I'm going to look right now.
Please. And, you know, don't be afraid to say, Kevin and Kelsey killing it on Regular Guy Friday. And now you can say Aunt Pooja too.
Aunt Pooja.
Hey.
And you can tell us what your spirit animal is. And
yeah,
forget
do.
That. More importantly, are you Team Bad Baby or Team Wo Vicky? No judgment, Pooja, right?
No judgment.
No. So we're not going to judge if somebody.
No judging.
None.
Judgment free zone.
So.
Sushi. Victory sushi.
So Maria had two long tape days. And I said, listen, Maria, just get through. We're just exhausted because we're still on like Amsterdam time.
Yeah.
And then for me, it's like, it's just, my life is so
the twilight zone.
Strange that it's so surreal.
Yeah.
Like I'm not in a basement and I'm not in work boots.
It's weird with you sitting here. Like I'm kind of still like, wait, I'm confused.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I feel though.
It's weird.
And then
because you and I haven't been here in this studio together since like 2020.
Kels, I am, by the way, I'm loving this.
I know. It's,
I know,
so
Maria
fun.
Wants to like me to redo the studio. I don't think it's necessary.
No, it's so fun. I think we just put a cozy chair there and then call it good. And she can sit in that if she wants or sit on the couch.
You know, I think she has a couch. I think this area we will turn into, anyway,
yeah.
We'll talk about it. But yeah, but yeah, it's very, it's strange. Mm-hmm. Like you're, I don't know if anyone can now have that luxury. I talked about on other shows where if you can put yourself through some kind of physical test or, you know, and then by the way, sometimes that's why people run marathons, right?
Yep.
They go, you know, and I get it. I really do. But coming back here and just, I see a house that I can't believe I live in.
I know. I can't believe you did it. Like, it's insane.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing, too. Like, we just worked 6-7 days a week to get renovate this house, and then we just left.
I know.
So my imprinted memory is still my old house.
Right.
So it's strange. And then, like, I just see all these, like, you know, Jordans and sneakers, and I'm just like, why? I don't know. I'm just, I look at all of it now, and I want less clutter, mm-hmm. less things. I don't know. It really... yeah,
I don't better.
Know. I'm having a hard time verbalizing this.
No, but it makes sense.
It's really just weird to be back here.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it, and
yeah, does it feel good to be like? Do you feel like you're like,
well,
settling?
The last
in?
2 days, again, I came home, and as always, my pickup not running.
Yep.
Costa, when he was done with the van, I see like the taillight cracked, the things that wires hang out of the back. Okay,
oh,
we'll get that.
Oh, no.
They all were like, just looked like they went through mutter competitions, which I don't know how, because they're under a carport. Yeah, so I'm like, and then there was just a lot of like leftover clutter and paintings and, not paintings, but pictures that need to be hung and just like a lot of finished stuff. And my personality is like, I got to get it all done because I don't want to drag it out.
Right.
And then I usually do, we'll talk about in the weeks to come, my year-end rituals.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get a jump on that. But Yeah, it's just a little, it's a little odd, but I'm enjoying it. And yeah, now like I think yeah I'm.
Well, we like having you here.
Oh well,
we love having you here.
Well, because we're
queens.
Yeah, what we need is for Queenie. We need Queenie to go away because I think she's gonna go do something mm-hmm, somewhere, mm-hmm. And then we put the system on
trial. That's right. The system on trial.
We're going to Hollywood.
Oh! Kevin Kelsey took Boston. We haven't taken L.A.
The Night of a Thousand Queens.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think Pooja even knows that story.
About when we...
Night of a Thousand Queens. Oh, speaking of, shout out to Leah, who wants us to talk about the Calhoun, which I said, Leah, we've talked about it multiple times.
Yeah, hello.
We are the biggest fans.
We love the Chinese food at the Calhoun in Saugus. It's world-renowned. And, yeah, it's straight out of the 1970s, paneling.
It's amazing.
The food is great, though.
It's so good.
So good.
Service amazing.
Yes.
Angels.
And they picked up the tab for us.
Yeah. So nice.
That was tough to replicate Night of a Thousand Queens.
I know.
Then we went to Hooters. Then we went to the Irish bar. Then we saw the woke couple that lived in my original house in Medford.
Oh my god!
And then
oh
they were gosh. Like judging us until they saw the Prius and realized that we were woke.
Pooja, I went up and asked him if we could go inside and see it.
He's like, "Well, when the pandemic's over."
Yeah. So Kevin, I got to go back now.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
You do. This sounds like a crazy night.
Night of a Thousand Queens.
Night of a Thousand Queens.
Yeah, we met so many queens.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we can have one here. Yeah, I think if Maria, I think she might do something with Tony Robbins. And so if she does, then we should go be queens.
Hell yeah. For your birthday.
Oh yeah, my birthday.
And Pooja's belated birthday.
Pooja, when was your birthday?
October 28th. So.
Pooja, I wished you a happy birthday, did I? No.
No, but it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
No, it's no
Pooja,
big deal.
Here's the thing.
You guys.
Here's
what
the big deal. Pooja is like one of those people who's like, I don't want anyone to know it's my birthday.
Oh, I was like that at your age too.
And I'm like, I want everyone to know it's my birthday.
Of course you do. I was like that too.
It's a Scorpio thing. Every Scorpio I've met.
Yeah.
And Kelsey's friend who's a Scorpio who had a birthday
we get
before
really,
mine.
I get embarrassed.
You guys get bashful. You do.
I do. And I'm lucky because I've always had friends who are like super big on birthdays. So
by the way,
never
everyone in your generation, because every day was your birthday. So like that was, you know what I mean? So
yeah. So they plan like a little surprise thing.
If we had a
no, then we don't pooch. We'll do something together. All of us.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that. That's
no,
not
we,
cool.
We had a fun day though. There was a lot of,
I don't like it.
A lot of surprises and
yeah
I made her good coffee.
Surprise me. Kyle surprised me.
Oh, we're going to handle that.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it's really okay. I'm getting really red right now.
I know. I'm the same. Listen, I had friends who were with me, and we'd be like, we would not want anyone in the office to find out because, like, no, not the fucking cake.
Yeah.
Not the cake. And you know what I mean by the cake?
Yep.
It's the one person who walks out
and it's like,
happy
God.
Birthday.
Literally,
I'm
getting ready to die.
Anxiety.
But Kelsey, you
that.
Probably love it, right?
I eat it up. Yeah.
Because I remember saying, like, who likes this? And my friend was like, no, Kevin, like, we're, my friend Dean, my mentor at the time, he's like, no, Kevin, we're mental cases. He's like, no, people like love
it.
This stuff.
Well, what we used to do at Extra was, it was like birthday month. So I had to fight the March crowd to be at the top of the chain, to be able to pick out the cake. Like, there were many March kids who were like, above me who cared even more. So I kind of backed down. But yeah, it was always a big thing. Every month, everyone would sing.
You need my mother to pick the cake.
It was, we need your...
You know why with Kathy was great?
Why?
Remember, this is terrible.
Kathy.
What kind of cake do you want? I don't know, vanilla. No one likes vanilla. I'm getting coffee. Like, she just got coffee.
Amazing.
She just got the cake she wants. It's just awesome.
I love it.
She's amazing. The best.
She's the best.
By the way, so please know that there's been many years have gone by. If there's no animosity. Like, I don't think I say those things and then have like all this anger. I've learned it's to realize funny. That FIPO, for entertainment purposes only, my mother's freaking hilarious. She's so freaking funny.
She sounds awesome.
But yeah, the person walking in the room straight at you
happy
with the cake.
Happy birthday to you.
I just want
to
die.
I know. I'm getting just like right? My body literally convulsing.
My heart is palpitating.
Yeah, I'm getting
it's
anxious.
It's pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's so funny, Pooja. We have that in common.
Yeah. It's. I really think it's a Scorpio thing.
It's a Scorpio thing.
It's a Scorpio thing. Scorpios. What can we say?
But we will. But let's go see if we can find some queens in L.A.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go. We'll do something fun. But Kelsey, we should mention it about the Kelsey update on your tum-tum.
Yeah, you guys.
This is incredible.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
On Kelsey's stomach, if just a preface, most mm-hmm. of you know, Kelsey's had stomach issues for many, many years.
Yeah.
And they really, this winter, really went off the charts where she just barely was eating. She's like literally eating blended grass every day.
Yeah.
And she has this protruding stomach.
Bowling
that
ball.
It's just something uh-huh. is wrong. It was not, and it was just sad.
Yeah.
Because
she
was trying so hard. Yeah, it was bad. Anyway, so we applied the fierce and control.
That's right.
That and I just kept saying, like, keep lining up the experts.
Yep.
And if we're not getting what we need, we say next.
Mm-hmm.
Next. And by the mm-hmm. way, I can't honestly, guys, for anything you do in your lives or your careers or any of your life choices, when you get rejected on your ideas or whatever, and listen, this time's where it's like, okay, this whatever's in my gut maybe is wrong on this occasion. But for the most part, you know, like I've been saying to Maria, I've been pitching some stuff to Maria for her career. And I go, but Maria, you got to be ready to just say next when they say no. Great. Thank you. Next. Mm. So, you know, this what is it? Thank you. What?
Thank you. Next.
Thank you. Next.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go bring this to someone. And so we apply that with Kelsey's thing. Like, thank you. Next.
Yep.
And kept going and going and going. And we aggregated a lot of data.
Right.
So
that's
I said, Kelsey, the good news is when they say to us, it's not this.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now we eliminate that mm-hmm. off the table. So take it from there.
Well, and you just, I'm really grateful for you being with, Kev literally was like fierce and control to where the point, like he was like, you should be fucking mad.
I'm mad.
Like,
I was
you
pissed.
Should be mad.
Yes.
And I wasn't mad yet.
Yeah, you're gonna get
and
mad.
When I got mad, then you guys, I literally did all my own research. I read so many books. I literally was like, this is what I have.
I'm not taking it anymore.
I'm not taking it anymore. And here's my evidence of why I have it. So you're giving me this test and you're giving me this test. And if you're not going to give me that test, then I'm literally going to find someone else.
I love it.
And that's the only way it happened. And then I've been able to get better because I said, listen, like to my gastro, I had the Western doc. I said, this is what I have. I have SIBO. I know it. Give me the test so I can prove it. I was right. I had it. And then from there, when the Western doctors weren't really going to do much about it, because through all my research, I had found that SIBO is something that you can't just give antibiotics to and then let go. It's a whole process. And it's for most people, it's been in your body for a long time. So it's not something that you can just be like, here's a Z-pack and you're good.
Right.
So that's what all the Western doctors wanted. And not that they were bad at all, but it's also like a new thing. It's only been, SIBO's only been discovered or quote unquote around since like 2017.
And by the way, one Z-pack wasn't enough. Like,
no.
We got to napalm that shit. That's what I was like, napalm this.
We had to napalm it. But even like a napalm and a walk away wasn't going to work.
No.
Wasn't going to work.
Right.
So I ended up seeing, you know, a specialist gastro who had told me basically like, oh, well, I don't think it's the SIBO. And I was like, you know what? Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Next.
So I did. And you guys, it takes like, I talked to a couple doctors, a couple that I really couldn't afford that were going to I had heard through friends and research that were really going to help, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't afford it. And so I finally found, thank you, Gabby Bernstein. I read her blog and
Hey, B.
And someone from the Heal Squad actually too, like after I heard this name again, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do a consultation with them. Spark Health in San Diego. Dr. Bradshaw is literally my bestie. She's my girl. And they got me on this plan that you guys, my stomach.
I can't. I'm so.
I feel like I'm back. Yeah. I have not felt this good in
It's years. The swelling is down.
Years.
And it was all water weight, like I said. I remember saying like this, the poor kid's just not eating anything. Yeah. There's no way that this is.
All water weight. So now I had a doctor appointment this morning and now we're. The SIBO. So technically when you do this breath test, you guys, 20 and under is no SIBO. So I'm at 21, but I was at 70. So after 30 days, 35
days, I'm so happy.
I'm at 21. So that's so good. So now it's kind of on to the next. So now I stay on this kind of like SIBO diet, this protocol. I slowly start adding stuff back in, but they have people who work with me and help me and hold my hand through
it.
But
we got there.
But we got there.
Listen, there's probably a whole, you guys need to do better together on SIBO.
Yeah.
But here's the takeaway that I see, which we talked about already today.
Yeah.
Someone needs to come in and go wildcat.
Yes.
The maniac for the 80%, right?
Absolutely.
And you have to get mad. Mm-hmm. And listen, guys, when it comes to anger, and I go back and forth on this, you know, we all have a shadow self that has that side. And the problem is, you know, a lot of us, due to shame and we want to be good people, whatever, like we bury the shadow side. Mm-hmm. And that's not healthy. And sometimes you need the shadow self to come out and fight.
Yeah.
And I remember years ago when I was, you know, I was really just getting tortured so bad by my nemesis and ultimately the founder of my feasts because made me, you know, all those traumas made me who I am. And trauma does, believe me, guys, like if you don't medicate and if you hang in there, the discoveries and the thing, the greatness that will come out of it. But anyway, I remember telling a makeup artist on one of our sets, her ex-husband, and he was a cop. And I remember him just saying like, Maria was telling him the stories of what we had gone through. And he just said, can I ask you guys a question? I'm like, yeah. He said, at what point do you people get violent?
Oof.
And, you know, in the carny business, that's all I had to be. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I became so ashamed of that. And that I buried it, which to a degree, like I needed to. But then what happened was I completely buried the shadow self, the fighter, the person who valued myself to be angry and then used that anger to do something about it. And again, takes me back to today. So, you know, Maria in her therapy was saying like, God, I'm really looking back now at the stuff that I put up with and I'll just give more tea. Like this probably episode's going to go a little longer. we had a beautiful moment with Violetta, who's our mom here, our house mom in every sense of the word. And it was her birthday.
Her birthday, another Scorpio.
And we got her like an amazing, cause I love it. It's an amazing bag from one of the designer companies. And, Violet started crying when we gave it to her. You know, it was beautiful. And I was just like, it just reminded me too of, that's a whole other thing about the power of giving and the feeling of joy that I felt and Maria felt in seeing her receive this and appreciate it. It just far outweighs those stupid mortal dollars. But Maria said something really powerful. She said, you know, I never bought those for myself. But here's the big like thing. She's like, instead, I bought them for all of my evil bosses just so they would be nice to me, and never did it work. And then, you know, it just makes me see red, because I just have a pet peeve about people like that. Unfortunately, in our society, are rewarded. They get the bags, these horrible human beings, and the Violettas don't. And so I will say again, for all my many, many Pooja, many shortcomings, I was like, no, I will see the Leetzes of the world, Maria's mom. I will see the people by Violetta, the caretakers, the givers. They will be the ones whose feet that I will kiss and who I will honor. And the other ones, like, I won't fuck with them, but I'm not gonna. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to give you that. Yeah. Yeah, I might give it to you for 5 minutes if we have to do a business transaction to get out of the whatever, but no.
Yeah.
But I'm saying we're all, I think I hope people hear this and say, let's take that time to honor those people. Mm-hmm. But getting back to the anger, Maria was like, you know, you kept saying over the years at some point Maria was just getting hit in the face so many times, she didn't have time to be angry. I said, and when I would try to get her to address the anger, to use it constructively, she would be like, I just don't want any more pain. I want to run away. I want to play. I want to dance. Whatever. And I said, okay, if you can do that and maintain it, like her dad seems like he has that ability, that's great. I'm like, I think most of us, it bubbles up inside you.
Yeah.
And now I was right. She's like, it's coming out. Now I am mad. And she'll get through it because it's Maria. But what I'm saying to some of you, and we've had these Heal Squad moments where we've had people from the Heal Squad tell us about their lives and what they're going through and how, you know, how they're being messed with. And that's what I want to say is get mad.
Yep.
You need to get mad. You need to value yourself enough to be like, I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. No, this is not acceptable. Mm-hmm. I will not be treated this way. Now I'm, and take that anger and then do something constructive, not destructive, not reactive, but use that.
Yeah.
And so with Kelsey, like with your stomach, I was getting so freaking mad because it was just like, oh, Kelsey, buy these supplements. No, Kelsey, buy these supplements. Oh, Kelsey, give us this. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm like, and sometimes you need the wildcat,
yeah.
But you got to get mad.
Yeah.
And that's why I kept asking you, like, you need to get pissed. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you guys, it even works with colds.
Oh, yeah.
Because I always say, like, but
get out of my body.
They don't want a party. I'm like, you cold. You want to come into my body?
Hell
okay.
No.
Get ready to party, yeah. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, like, I take it personally. Yeah. Like, if I get sick, I'm like, oh, you came to the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Because it's the zinc, it's the vitamin C, it's the waters. I'm in the steam shower. I'm steaming it all on my body. I'm like, no. You don't want to hang out here. This is not a place to play.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's where, you know, my passion and how I'm, and I do take things personally and I do get angry. And listen, for some people, it's too exhausting. Mm. They'd rather just sit in it. Mm-hmm. And then they get, to be around me is exhausting because I want to fight it.
What I will say, and what I was just thinking when you said that was, you got angry, you taught me or showed me that I needed to be angry. And then you didn't like keep your thumb on me. You actually backed off. And that's when I went in and actually got mad and did the work.
Yeah. That's me 10 years later. The old me would have been screaming at people.
Come on!
But what I did say, I'll go to the doctors because I was just sick of it.
Yeah.
And then but Kelsey's such a, why you're so good is you were like, I got this, because they'd be like, oh, you want an MRI? Yeah. 6 months. And Kelsey's like, no. Like,
yeah, but from you.
Yeah.
I learned that from you. But I am really appreciative. I think that, like, at least I know for me, I'm the type of person that if someone stays on me, it's almost like I'm like, no, it's like Anthony Trucks. You guys will learn. I got to do it myself. Like, Kev got me that 80 or 90. Was like, get mad. Like, let's go. You were the first person to really, like, be like, Kelsey, this is a problem. Like, to see me and
like
to
enough.
Hear me.
Not, we no say one... knock the lid off the trash can.
Yes.
Like, enough.
Yes. But then you let me do my research, get, you know, and now I feel like I'm on top of the world because I was the one who did it.
But now what I want, Kelsey, is now moving forward, this is what
Yep.
You need to, and Pooja and everybody, mm-hmm. like when you're in these like situations, you got to value yourself enough to be like, no, I'm mad about this.
Yep.
You know, and yeah,
and
why have, like,
next.
How many times have you said to, like, have we all said to ourselves, like, wait, what am I missing here? How come I'm being treated like this or vilified or why? So I think there is a value to that. And here's the unfortunate thing is what I always had the that in me get mad and fix. But I will say that earning, unfortunately, having success gave me more confidence to be like, no. Mm. And this is where, like, again, I'm so glad we're that we're on a Friday show so we can say these things liberally. But, you know, sometimes you see how rich people behave and they're very entitled and like, no, that doesn't work for me. And when poor people don't, we just kind of put our heads down and go, oh, no, okay, mm-hmm. sorry. And I will say that was my life. And then when I started actually earning money, it's mid-30s and like into like then I started and probably in my 40s. Like, no. That and there was a great quote from, you know, you ever see, you know, Mike Myers from Wayne's World?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Dana Carvey.
Yep.
Okay. Dana Carvey, he's a very sweet man. And if you notice, like he works, but not
a ton.
He's another one that he seems like he's more like, I want to enjoy life. Mm-hmm. We have a mutual friend. And our mutual friend's a very kind man. He's a corporate publicist, very sweet guy, does a lot of volunteer work. And Ron Hoffman, I'll give it the name up. Very, very nice man. Like, that's why corporate PR, not sleazy PR, because he's, And today's PR people are different, but the old PR people were so shady. And he wasn't one of them. But Dana Carvey said to him, you know, publicists don't make a lot of money. You pay a lot of money to the company, but they don't get paid a lot, which is why they're so broken and miserable. It's like a broken system, which is why they're all going, those companies are all going away too. But he said to Ron, which I just always love this quote. He said, you know what, Ron? I so wish Wayne's World money on you.
That's funny. What'd he say?
How Ron respond? Yeah. Oh, I just said thank you. But to me, what he meant was he made stupid money on Wayne's World.
Right.
He knew it was stupid money. Mm. He was grateful he made that, but he also wanted to see other people have that.
That's awesome.
Which is freaking cool.
Yeah.
And I wish on many of you Wayne's World money too, because it does increase your confidence where you start going, no.
Yeah.
No, that, no. Yeah. I still have head down. And I'm Newman on the episode of the Soup Nazi on Seinfeld. He knew how to order his soup. You have your head down. You nod your head. You walk. You're like, I'm still that. But there's times where I go, no.
Yeah.
No. You can do it. Don't tell me you can't run the pipes this way. Mm-hmm. You can. Just do it. Thank you.
Yeah.
But that came with, unfortunately, with success. So if you can get there without it, I really wish that on you. Mm. I just know that's how it did help me.
Yeah.
Some wins coming my way, but it's a power of anger and getting mad and then using it constructively. And again, balance of everything, because you can go be destructive with that, or that anger can eat you up. But I think that, there's a time and a place, and especially for women, I see they don't get angry. They just are broken and they think they have to accept.
Yeah.
The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments and decorations, but isn't building your own so much more fun? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through fun, hands-on projects. Their website is amazing. There are so many cool things to choose from. I personally am buying the Light Up Haunted House for me, Kelsey, and Pooja to build when we need a little brain break. But seriously, this holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code BETTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KIWICO.com with the promo code BETTER.
But last night...
But, oh my gosh. So Maria and I have our...
Well, I tell you, you're working these two hard... You're working these two long days ago, and we're really being better about... we're trying to celebrate new patterns with money.
That's great.
And not, like, spend frivolously anymore and really be more careful because we don't want to work. And the climate, the economy is changing the business. And, like, you know, and it's time to grow up. And if I'm blessed enough to have children, I've been completely irresponsible with that. And I don't want to... I don't want that... Nothing good's coming out of that. So anyway, so I was like, why don't we go for sushi and to kind of celebrate, you'll be done with your 2 days work and then we can rest. And so we went.
Did you get your crispy tuna thing?
Of course I did.
yum.
Yum. And, but I'm like, I see a guy in a really cool outfit, but he has all cuts and bruises off his face. So I'm like, wait, what is this heroin addict doing, but in a really cool clothing? Like, it's bizarre. And I looked closer. It was Wilmer Valderrama.
Oh, no way.
He's a really good friend of ours. Yeah. Like, Maria, that's Wilmer.
Why did he have crap on his face? What was wrong with his
face? He had just come back from taping CBS, his show.
His show. So, CBS, whatever, yeah.
Yeah. And Wilmer just had a baby, so we wanted to see him. And he's, that kid is very, he's always been very spiritual, very grounded, very enlightened. And so we had a wonderful conversation with him. Awesome. And we're going to see him this weekend. But he was just saying, you two just need rest. And we haven't seen him in a while because you both just need rest. That's it. Yeah. Stop thinking about this, that, or the other thing. Just
because good stuff comes from it. You got only good that comes
Maria's
from it.
Maria's first book. It's in there. Truly. There's got to be times we got to know how to tap out. And Maria has that FOMO thing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you guys, for the way I work, I've always been I'm streaky. So I'll work like a maniac, but then I'm like, no.
You're good at rest. Well, you're not.
Well, you've never seen... Well, I haven't had the opportunity with you to rest.
That's true.
But I will say in the carny business, we would work 6 to 8 months, 7 days a week, because if you didn't work, you didn't make money.
Yeah.
And then would come the cold weather and the snow, so no more carny, no more carnivals, no more outdoor food events, whatever. So then I would...
Carny vacation.
That's right. So I would take all that money that I made, and then I'd go to L.A., and then I would have the ability to go, oh, I'll volunteer in this film. I'll work for free for this because and going back to, it's funny, going back to feeling like a rich person, if you're not rich, that helped me feel, because another little Hollywood thing no one ever tells you is that most of the kids that were out, I can't speak for today. I think it's probably similar today. But back then, all the kids were, parents were supporting them.
Right.
They were all... at the very least, upper middle class. If they were middle class, they were only children, but they were upper middle class and above. So everyone that had it, like a new car, was 2 or 3 years old, nice apartments. And I didn't understand, like, wait, how are you getting by? And I was like, oh, you guys all come from money. Oh. And when you don't have money, you don't have confidence. And then you're struggling. And then you're taking jobs that suck your soul. And you just get more broken. And so I was like, listen, I'm going to take... every dime I have in the carny business, I'll put it in the bank. I'll come out there. I'll use it, but I can be relaxed. I can take job. I can act like I'm a rich kid, you know, and it helped me psychologically. But I also would take that time. It would take about a month of healing all my bruises. You'd be like cut and scraped and bruised. And I mean, by the end of the season, I couldn't tie my shoes because you're lifting all this heavy equipment. You're not sleeping. If you're anything, you're trying to grab a couple hours under a truck. And the reason that my coworkers could do it, because they were all juiced up on heroin and coke.
Right.
And they were junkies. So, you know, I was on Diet Coke. So, but anyway, I know how to like recharge.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing too. And I know for a lot of women, you're always guilty. You don't think you can stop.
Yep.
I gotta do this. Yeah. I gotta do this. I gotta, like, no.
Yeah.
You have to know how to pace yourself.
Yeah.
It's funny. Larry Bird playing defense in basketball. But there was a time early in his career, he just had the little beer belly. and you'd see him just kind of tiptoeing around on defense. And then he would like strike when he saw like he could steal a ball. But for the most part, he was conserving his energy. And he admitted that later.
Thank you, Larry Bird.
You know, yeah. And so he, so my dad, even on construction, because my dad would, this is why my dad's dead, but he would work 7 to 3 on construction, you know, heavy construction. Then he, 4 or 5 o'clock, he'd go fight fires.
Jesus.
And he'd be done. He'd wrap at 6 and then go fight. I mean, like,
stop.
And then the weekends, he would do his own business, some, like doing like foundations and stuff. Oh, yeah. Just, Jesus. That's why there was nothing left of his poor body.
Ugh.
But when we worked, I got to work 2 years construction with him, Local 22, shout out. But my dad would be like, he would lean on the shovel or he'd, no, no, lean against the staging.
Conserve.
Like he was doing all these little tricks.
Wow.
So anyway, you have to find these moments to recharge. And so with Maria, I'm like, listen, honey, we just have to rest.
Yeah.
And it's the holidays anyway, the business notoriously shuts down.
Yeah.
So, and it's not in the same business anyway.
Yeah.
By the way, it always shut down anyway, but what business is even left anymore? It's a whole different thing. So she's got to rest. So anyway, we see Wilma, and then it's like, and I knew over, that's one TV legend, but then, and by the way, the place is empty. It's half empty. It's not like it used to be because LA is weird now and the Valley's weird.
Yeah.
I go.
You saw Harry Styles?
I saw Harry Styles.
If you saw Harry Styles, I would have smacked you. And but I know he's not in LA, so.
So no, I saw.
Oh my God.
I saw him.
He's on tour.
You'd be mad at me, but you know Stenage?
Yeah.
We were at some event, and you know Stenage is like the writer and the junior version of all of them.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
So he's all. So we walked. We ended up, he was at some like event with his friend, a young kid. He's with his friends. Yeah. He's not like with the entourage.
Right.
And so I was with Stenage's younger friends and got them all riled up. And I'm like, listen, all right, go see him, but let him know we need a selfie for the likes.
Oh my
God. And so the friends were amazing. They're like, come on, dude, hook us up with the, what the fuck, man? Hook us up with the likes. Let's
go.
Tell Harry.
Come on.
We need a selfie. Anyway, but no,
Harry.
Over in the other, two tables away was Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, no way.
Oh, wow.
From Friends.
Yeah, we love.
So Maria's like, so Wilmer saw him before us. And then he lives around the corner, and Maria knows him, so it's like, he's been over here before.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh my God. So they were
all. Fun.
Yeah, I didn't go over there, though.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be, I waved. I waved on the way.
Friends clap at him.
I didn't know what to do because I didn't want to bother him, but then by staying back, I seemed rude. So I don't know. That's weird.
Waved.
I waved at when he left with his daughter. I gave him a wave.
Cool.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll see him at, over the holidays, who knows?
Yeah,
but it was really cool.
At the Lifetime movie
premiere,
yes,
the Holiday Fix.
That's right.
Introducing Kevin Undergaro as Nick the Snowman.
I'm so excited to watch.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
My mother
is excited.
I might pull the joke back because I'm like, Mom, you know, introducing me is that because I know I'm setting her up for the. You barely said anything.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was all right, but for like 2 seconds I saw you.
Dead.
So I probably should pull the plug on that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was Wilma just gave great advice about fatherhood and parenthood and just in general. And I don't know. As I'm so on the fence about LA. Do we belong here anymore? And again, I don't know. And it's a lot of decisions we're being forced to make really fast. So I don't know. It just was like, I don't think if I were in a restaurant in Nashville, I'd be seeing our friends who understand us and understand, you know.
Well, I think that throughout this pandemic, we haven't been able to see anyone. So it's almost like we forget the magic of the right social group or social setting. Or you know what I mean? It's like.
Kelsey, it's like. It would be like if I was a dentist and seeing other dentists. Like we get each other.
You see each other.
It's hard.
Absolutely.
Because I tell you, it's hard for people to understand the grind of this business.
Right. Well, and Wilmer telling you guys to rest is different. Like he's coming from a different place and he sees you guys.
Yeah.
It's different than someone else who doesn't understand me. Like, you guys got to rest. It's like, why would I listen to that? It's like, Wilmer, I don't know. So.
Because he's someone who he loves working. He loves the business.
Right.
He appreciates the value of creating.
But
he's saying,
right.
He's like, you two have given more. And he was nice. He to whoever, he was with someone in politics and he was with his fiance. But he just said, he's like, you know, these guys have given more back to the business. They help everybody. And it was just nice.
Nice.
And I thought, you know, a little regular guy Friday name drop for everybody.
I love that.
We love that.
Okay, Matt LeBlanc.
Although,
what?
I will tell you, I'm taking the Logan Paul leaving the neighborhood harder.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah.
Sad.
No, I'm not kidding.
Did you guys see him a lot?
Like
around the neighborhood?
Yeah,
I mean?
But it's more, yes, but it was more, yeah, he's been here. But the thing is, you just kind of feel like, I don't know, people are leaving.
Well, I have a solution for you. Go make friends with the Jonas Brothers.
There we go.
I think they're going to leave too, though.
Don't tell me that.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I had the best time at their concert.
I know. I saw your picture. Such a queen.
Thank you.
She's going TikTok viral for her video.
Are you?
Well, yeah. I posted a Kelsea Ballerini video.
Okay. And
it was cute because Kelly, you mean all the stars go to the Hollywood Bowl concerts. Yeah. So there was like a lot of them at the Jonas Brothers one. And so Kelsea Ballerini, who we love, she opened for them and she sang a Kelly Clarkson song. And then at the end, she was like, oh my God, you guys, I'm sorry. I'm so nervous because Kelly's in the audience. And I just like recorded the clip and I thought it was so cute. I threw it up on TikTok and it is blowing up.
Did you turn the camera on you?
No.
Oh, Kelsea.
I know.
See, when I'm not there, everything falls through the cracks.
I know, but here, that's what I keep
saying. I would have had the American Fun Machine even put edit it together to put you in there.
I know.
By the way, Stephen Lemieux, a man of 30, is also known as the American
Fun Machine.
Fun Machine.
The American Fun Machine.
Fun Machine.
Fun Machine.
Now, Pooja, block your ears.
I can't really do that.
Thank you. She's blocked the ears. Can we tell the Regular Guy Friday audience what Steven's real nickname is?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I think as long as Pooja's not listening, we're okay.
All right.
You did tell me this in Connecticut, so disclaimer.
Well, she knows.
I do know.
She knows.
You overheard maybe something I was talking to you.
I think you told me, Kat.
No, it was like literally one time Stephen was away and he came back. Stephen works for us. And Stephen came out here. He works for us now remotely, but he came to LA. And the first day he was back, he was out on a date. And so I twisted that to say he was the human fuck machine. and then I said, in my like inner dialogue in my brain, I'm like, you know, I bet you there's a human fuck machine somewhere out there in the world.
And there was.
And so he's going to be the American fuck machine.
Yeah.
And then
so that's
it literally never AFM. Left the poor kid.
Doesn't he have a song? Isn't there a song you guys
the
need?
AFM?
Well, no. We just always say like
we do promo. We do
jingle.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's got his own jingle. The American fuck machine.
Today on the American fuck machine.
Yes. Yeah. And then it leads into his web series.
Right.
Today on the American fuck machine, Stephen must choose between
his mom or his girl.
And so, I'm always, it's always AFM, AFM. And now I realize we've changed it to the American fun machine.
Fun machine.
Because
to keep it PC.
Yes.
Right.
But he's kind of owning it. He's like, well, Kevin, I am the American fuck machine. So, you know. I need to be on Tinder or whatever he's on.
Do you need to be
all
on
the apps.
Tinder? Oh, no,
I don't know what he's on. I don't even know what he's on.
Anyway, don't know either.
All the apps.
Well, listen, people, this was all over the board. This is us shot out of a cannon. This is me and Kelsea live in studio together.
What?
So we'll settle down.
And I'm in a TikTok of me and Kevin about to tape. So y'all should go watch it.
Really?
Yeah, you have to see. It's pretty funny.
I just hear this and I just. So maybe. So when is Maria do Tony Robbins? When can we have Night of a Thousand Queens, LA?
It would be next week if she
goes. West Coast version.
Be next week.
Okay. All right. This is going to bum people out. Me and Maria had a moment last night, and she said, Kevin, I'm too tired to put up the Christmas tree, ... even though I'm not the one putting up the Christmas tree. And I said, no, here's what's weird. I said, Maria, I'm too tired to put up the Christmas tree, even though I'm not going to put up the Christmas tree. I said, I'm too tired to even look at it. I said, I swear to God, I said, that's so strange for me.
That is strange for you.
But I just, and she goes, what is that even about? She's like, oh my God, like, I don't know what it's about, guys.
Because I love Christmas tree's up.
Atta girl. Well, I love I love the holiday.
Our holiday tree.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, but for everyone else, though,
Christmas time, baby.
It's the holidays.
It's the holidays.
Yeah.
Are you guys going back for Thanksgiving? Do you know?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Probably. I'm going to go get my blood work and do all my appointments in San Diego.
Like a bad...
Keep on my stomach journey. Oh, here's the thing.
Like
tattoo.
A bad bee.
Like a bad bee. Y'all are going to have a DD when we do our Night of a Thousand Queens takes LA. Because I can't drink.
Oh.
So I can drive you guys.
Oh. We need to bring... Yeah, we have to bring some drinkers then to anchor the team.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I can't be a queen sober.
No.
No.
Because Pooja, just so you know, for me, like, that's why I've learned over the years why I have to get really, really drunk. Because then I'm like, everything's easy.
Everything's easy.
Everything works. If I could be drunk 24 hours a day, just the life would be grand. But no, yeah, without that.
I got some anchor friends. I can help you.
Yeah, we need some we need some.
Yeah, I can bring some homies with us.
Yeah, the people that can anchor the team down.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, you guys, try to remember why we're here. And by the way, see, I'm really conflicted now between the queen theme, but then having juice.
I know. I mean, this is the OG, though.
But if this plays on the way to the club, this would fire me up, too.
Oh, for sure. It'd fire me up, too. Fires me up every time when it replays
Pooja,
like this.
Let's go to you. Let's bonus coverage now, people.
Okay.
All right.
Pooj, if you're the ox is going, we're in the car, we're going to the club, hashtag squad goals.
Squad goals.
Squad goals, right? Always.
Hashtag squad goals. And then you're playing Ava Max.
Okay.
And what are you feeling?
I'm going to be honest. I love it. I just get reminded of TikTok because it was a trend on TikTok.
It was?
A minute ago. But
so
not
we're heading
saying
to the club.
I don't love the song.
Okay, no, but stay with me now.
Okay.
Pound squad goals. We're driving to the club and it's playing. What's it doing to you? Is it saying, oh God, this reminds me of TikTok, I'm over it, which is fine. There's no, by the way,
no wrong judgment.
Right. No okay. wrong
oh my God,
answers.
I thought we were in a house of queens.
Wrong answers only.
And by the way, I'm going to tell you guys, bonus coverage, you guys, bonus coverage of Regular Guy Friday. I'm going to drop something on you.
What?
My title of my next book. And Maria goes, you know, if you wrote that, it'd be a bestseller. I'm like, I am going to write it.
You should write it. I don't even know it yet. Tell me.
I have to remember the title.
Oh my God.
Wait. Yeah. It was something like finding your throne in a sea of queens.
Oh my God.
It was something like that. Like, cause if everyone's a queen,
right. How do you find your spot?
Your
place?
Throne.
Right.
Mm. And Maria's like, okay, first of all, I want to vomit. Second of all, that would be a bestseller.
It would be amazing. Written by Devin Undergaro.
Well, no, it'd be the girl we found, Astrid, whatever her name was.
Oh, okay. So
a queen's life.
Little pseudonym.
Yeah. I'll go cut her in and say, listen, I'll write the whole thing.
Hilarious.
Give me 10%. I'll write it
10%.
All. 10%. Of course, I'm shame-based Catholic.
Oh my
Catholic
God.
Catholic business. So what is the feeling? And again, you're in a queen zone of like...
I know, no judgment.
If you, I feel like I know what Pooja's going to say.
What do you think I'm going to say?
That you're going to say you're over the queen song and I got juice pumps you up more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kelsey's right. Okay. The other one just gets you hype. It gets you ready to go out. You feel like a bad bitch. Whoa.
Like
you
a
know?
Bad beat. Bad, we
like
don't
a bad
say,
beat.
We right.
Don't,
remember, right. It was bitch to betch.
To be.
To be.
To be.
Now, so, by the way, now Marie and I, it's like, hey, B.
Hey, B. Hey, B. It's amazing.
I love
it's
B.
Everything.
It's amazing.
I used it in Italy so much. Thanks, B. Lots of queens were dropped.
Wow.
Lots of... thanks, queen.
I love catching people off guard with it. When you're... Hey, B. They're like, what? Who?
Wait, no. Your generation. Nobody questions it, right? Don't they all...
Females never do. Males definitely do.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. They're like, what?
My friends will be like, who? I'm like, what do you mean, who? B. Hey,
B. Hey, B.
Hey, B.
Okay, so... Kelsey.
Yes.
Different generation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, close. Like, you're right on that cusp.
Yeah.
But Ava Max or Bad Baby on the way to the club?
Oh. Honestly?
And be honest. Just forget that Pooja's vote.
I think for me, it would depend on who I was in the car with, to be honest. Like, it would depend on what friends I had with me and what vibe we were going
for.
Well,
well, we're going, like, I don't know if how to paint it. We're all partiers. We're going to the club to be a bunch of bad bees.
If it's a club, if it's club, like club, bar, Ava Max, club, Bad Baby.
Interesting. I like this formula.
Yeah.
So listen, bonus coverage. We end on that note. Another great
note.
Regular Guy Friday takeaway. No.
Got canceled.
No. Right. I'm going now. No. I said that. Thanks, B. That's a bad B right
there.
Maria, we have a big breakthrough.
Hey, B.
This is bonus coverage. Bonus coverage. Maria, we have a big breakthrough. So tell me, just real quick, and we'll get everyone out of here.
We've decided,
when you're going to the... Maria,
when you're going to the club, it's Bad Baby. I got juice. But when you're going to the bar, it's Ava Max, Kings and Queens. That's what you're listening to on the way to
We've decided, hunt. Like, what's going to get you up there. Okay, you guys, remember, we're here to help one another, right, learn from our mistakes, and have a few laughs. Bye, bees.
Bye, bees.